PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us for this, the 3rd of June, 2018. Yes, the 3rd of June. In a lot of ways, I'm actually happy that the month of May is over. And I think that by playing our first song today, it will give you the reason why. Bette Midler in the cool of the evening.
A barbecue, Sam wants to boil a ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew, Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or teepee, let the town crier cry, and if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool of the evening, have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear, under the light of a moon. How about your brother jackass, everyone gaily cried, you coming to the fracas over his fancy side. In the cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the
the one and only Bette Midler within the cool of the evening, beginning today's program. There was a reason, of course, for playing that song today. And as I said at the top, it has to do with the fact that the month of May is over. If things will improve in June, I don't know. But the month of May, for us here in the ROC, has been absolutely appalling. We have had very little or if no rain at all. I mean, I think there's enough rain to fill up not even half a cup of water. With humidity at 100%, with daytime temperatures of between 37 and 39. And the problem with this kind of weather, especially for me, and it has happened before, but I have had a bit of a cold, which seems to have lasted now about 2 weeks. It goes away, comes back, then goes away, then kind of sneaks up on me again. as it has today. What also has confounded the problem is that I don't know if you've ever had this experience before. Well, if you've flown, you probably have. When you're coming in for a landing and your ears pop, right? You have that sensation of where it sounds like you have your hands over your ears. Well, actually, that's what it feels like now. And it moves from one ear to the other, and then it's actually a little bit better, and then actually it goes back to normal. And it's just really highly annoying. But anyway, hopefully things will get a little bit better. Today's program, of course, almost didn't happen because of that. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling exactly well, and I thought, well, we'd have to dig out one of the programs that are pre-recorded in advance as a backup program, but I managed to get the energy to struggle my way to the microphone today. Actually, no, it's a little bit better today. I don't know how it'll be by tonight, but at least I can manage. So today we will be playing a lot more music than normal because I'm trying to save my voice, as well as the rest of me, I hope. Not much to save, actually. So let's actually now do that for today. Now, flying, as I just mentioned, when your ears pop and everything. Something that people today will not know, but maybe people will remember if you're of a certain age. But there was a time when airlines would even release LPs. That's right. Airlines used to release LPs. Dutch Royal Airlines, KLM, did this. Air France. Singapore Airlines, as well as some others. Now, the one from Air France that I really enjoy was an album that they released when the Concorde, and the Concorde was the aircraft that was developed by the British and the French for supersonic travel. They released an album called Concorde, and in some cases it was given to passengers who flew Concorde. It's in the early 1970s. But all the music on the LP had to do with flying, and there were some pieces that were especially composed for that LP and for Concorde itself. We're going to listen to the title track from that album, Concorde, which features a picture of an Air France Concorde, and it's the orchestra of Frank Purcell, and this is one of his own compositions here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
We'll be right back.
Marcel and his orchestra with Concord from the album of the same name that was released in partnership with Air France when Air France launched the first commercial supersonic flights using the Concorde aircraft. Speaking of Concorde, now the Concorde aircraft may have been retired, but there is actually some discussion going on with a couple of organizations that are trying to raise the money to do a new version of the supersonic jet and try to bring it back. I mean, if you think about it, people said that Concorde actually never made money, actually, which isn't true. It was actually quite profitable. And it was actually one accident that actually, they only had one accident. So if you think about it, it was a very safe aircraft, considering how many hours the Concorde flew. There was that one accident that happened outside of Paris in the 2000s. But nevertheless, it was actually a very safe aircraft. And around the time that the Concorde was being developed, the Soviet Union was also developing their version of supersonic flight. And I think it was a Tupolev plane. And that one was plagued with issues because they were trying to get it out before Concorde. So even though they had stolen the plans, the Soviets actually stole the plans because the aircraft looked very similar. There were a lot of technologies, of course, they didn't have. And the Soviet Aeroflot version, where Aeroflot is the Russian airline, of Concorde really only flew once a week to one area of the Soviet Union, and that was it. And that was because of fuel. And somebody described it, who actually flew on that flight, journalists have said, well, it was like you take something like the Queen Mary. Okay, you take the Queen Mary and strip down all the first class cabins, turn them all into econo class cabins, and then add, I don't know, a few little things to make it look first class, but it still isn't, and then call it first class. That's basically what they did. I mean, they took this, the Soviet one, which was apparently appalling to travel on, and they had a lot of incidents. In fact, when they launched the aircraft at the Paris Air Show in the late 60s, it crashed. Not a good sign. They said that the Soviet Concorde was so noisy that passengers couldn't even talk. They would actually have to hand notes to each other. Unlike the Concorde itself, which actually was amazing. The Russian one was kind of hideous. But we'll have to see actually how that all turns out. It'll be interesting. I think it's a good idea. Personally, myself, I think it is not a bad idea to actually have supersonic flight. I mean, they're talking now with some new ideas that they're working on. To fly right now, let's say from Taiwan to Los Angeles, is about 16 hours. About 16 hours. And the developers of this new project are saying, well, they hope to be able to do it in 5 hours. So that would considerably cut down the travel time. When the flights were running from Heathrow and Charles de Gaulle in Paris to the United States, it cut down the travel time significantly. I mean, that's, yes, it was expensive. But of course, there will be people that will pay for the extra, the quick thing. If you say, "Oh, I'm going to go have lunch. I'm going to take the Concorde in the morning." You get there for lunch, right? Have lunch, and you actually back home in the evening. So hopefully, one day it will take off again. Okay. As I promised today, we'd be playing a little bit more music. So let's do that now. Dickie Valentine and my favorite song, which is called "My Favorite Song" by Dickie Valentine. You know what I mean.
My favorite song is the song that they play when we're dancing. Anytime that we're dancing, that's my favorite song. Just any old tune is my favorite tune when we're dancing. And as long as we're dancing, that's my favorite song. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell in every word just for me. My favorite song is the song that they play when I'm dancing. Anytime that I'm dancing, dancing with you. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell in every word just for me. When I'm dancing, anytime that I'm dancing, but that's only true.
Thank you. Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes, that's right, yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started this?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station Show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
Over hill and over plain, seems as how they never will stop. Clibbity-clop, clibbity-clop, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clopping along. There's a block of chewing tobacco for a miner in Corona, and there's a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. And there's a dress of calico for a pretty little Navajo. And get along, mule. Get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. And there's some cotton thread needles for the folks away out yonder. And there's a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. And there's some rheumatism pills for the settlers up in the hills. And get along, mule. Yeah. Get along, get along, get along.
there's a letter full of sadness, and it's back all round the border. And there's a pair of boots for someone who had them made just to order. And there's a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. And get along, mule. Yeah, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along.
Frank Highfield and Mule Train before that. Ray Conniff and his singers with Bridge Over Troubled Water. Now, if you have been listening to PCJ Radio International for a while, you know that our weekly communications program, Media Network Plus, is no longer in production. Now, you're probably wondering why that happened. That's because we actually have completely revamped the program. It will no longer be a radio series. But later this year, actually in the fall, it will be a television series that will be, and we'll have six produced programs every year looking at different aspects. So that's the reason why that program actually has ceased. But we are going to be broadcasting the best of Media Network Plus. We have some over 400 programs dating back to 2009 that we are repackaging as the best of Media Network Plus. And so you can still, it's still on our schedule and still heard through the World Radio Network and other sources, but now it's the best of Media Network Plus. This week's program was one that was originally broadcast the 17th of March, 2017. And in 2017, I went to the SWO Winterfest in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. And it was a piece that was recorded then on Pirate Radio. And there's some other things as well coming up, actually. It's funny, you know, because there were programs that we did that I'd totally forgotten about until I went back. I was going back into the archives thinking, okay, which one should we be using this week and everything else. Now, I should tell you, of course, there are some items that we cut out of the program. And there are some items, of course, that are left in. They are out of date, but it's an archive program. So I think people will get the idea, especially at the beginning. We do make an announcement as well as at the end. All right, time for music again. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with I Love How You Love Me.
You can get it.
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 If you try. If you try.
Holding hands at midnight, beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Just imagine.
Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me, holding hands at midnight, beneath the starry sky? It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Try, try, try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one,
who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow.
It's nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it, won't you tell me?
Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke with Nice Work If You Can Get It from an album that he recorded called Songs I Like that features Enoch Powell. And I can't remember the name of the orchestra. Enoch and the Light Brigade or something. And, of course, the Ray Charles Singers. Of course, he was an actor. That album was recorded at the height of his popular television series, The Dick Van Dyke Show, that also co-starred Mary Tyler Moore, which is still in syndication today. And, of course, that came out at a time when it was actually not uncommon, even through the 70s, where you would have actors that would actually make an album and sometimes even have a hit with it. There was Telly Savalas, who played Kojak and a number of baddies in films, such as Blofeld in the James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service. He recorded an album and had a hit from it called If. The German actor Kurt Jürgens. And a number of others as well. Now, some of them, of course, could sing, and some others couldn't sing. But the ones that could, I think, are even more surprising. Now, people may have heard of an actor called Jack Palance. Jack Palance was well known for his tough guy image in films. And in the late 1960s, he decided to record a song that was made famous by Burl Ives. The song, of course, is A Little A Bitty Tear. Here's actor Jack Palance.
To make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. And you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day. I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bitty tear let me down. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, full of funny when you went out the door. I'd have another one waiting to wait goodbye as you go. But a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had a made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, and I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt I could stand it, till you walked with your grip to the door. A little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down, a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown.
Jack Palance, or Jack Palance, with A Little Bitty Tear Let Me Down. Tiny Tim now. Yeah, we're getting a little bit absurd, but Tiny Tim had that very odd falsetto voice in songs like Tiptoe Through the Tulips. But believe it or not, he actually had a pretty decent singing voice, as we can illustrate right now with Fill Your Heart.
Fill your heart with love today. Don't play the game of time. Things that happen in the past happen in your mind. In your mind, only in your mind. In your mind, forget your mind and you'll be free. Happiness is happening. The dragons have been bled. Loveliness is everywhere. Fear's just in your head. In your head, only in your head. In your head, forget your head and you'll be free. The writing's on the wall. Know it all, know it all. If you choose, remember lovers never lose. They are free of thoughts unhuman and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness can clear the head, love can clean the mind and make it free. Remember, lovers never lose. They are free.
Yes, Tiny Tim, singing in his normal voice, actually, which isn't really that bad at all. Let's try to squeeze in more music, because I am losing my voice at this very moment. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, who recorded a number of duets together. He produced many of her big hits. Here's a song called Paris Summer.
Walking down some cobbled street, the sound of water near my feet, I found her. A 100,000 flashes hit my mind. Soon my arms were all around her. We lay and let our hearts take wings and fly across the Seine. Love came pouring from the sky, pretending it was rain. Fair as summer.
Standing on some cobble street, the sound of water near my feet, he found me. I took the wedding ring off of my hand before he put his arms around me. Street, the sound of water near my feet.
I found her.
I took the wedding ring off of my hand
before I put my arms around her. We lay and let our hearts take wings
and fly across the Seine.
She left the tears she cried.
He thought were just the rain.
Nancy Sinatra and, of course, Lil Hazelwood with Paris Summer. Just one of many songs that they recorded together. Lee Hazelwood, as far as I'm concerned, was extremely underrated. He was very talented, wrote some great songs, and was also an amazing performer, and had great success, especially in Europe, more so than in the United States. He spent a lot of time in Sweden, where he did some television specials, as well as in France and in Germany. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. As I said at the beginning of the program, I have this terrible cold, which is not really going away, so I was trying to play as much music as possible to try to talk as less as possible, because the only thing I'm thinking right now is actually going back to sleep. I'm not feeling so well. I'm okay, but just kind of blech. And I think if we can get a change in the temperature, it would actually improve things greatly. So, anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for today. If you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address, of course, is, as always, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And we're going to end today with a live recording made with the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra from an album called Sarah Vaughan Sings George Gershwin. Was a live recording from the 1980s, which is absolutely fantastic. And she's going to be singing the standard that was recorded by a number of people, most notably, of course, Billie Holiday. But she's going to be singing the standard, My Man Has Gone Now. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pelham, wishing you well, saying so long. Take care. Au revoir. A wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara. Thank you.
for his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Oh, 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 oh. Old moon's shadows come to keep me company, whispering beside me when I say my prayers. Oh, oh, oh. Faith that I working me as travelers journeying together to the promised land. But old man sorrows marching all the way with me, telling me I'm old. Since my man